You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enormous news for the Minnesota Wild today. Clear cut, their best player in franchise history has re-signed for, as of now, the most lucrative contract in the history of the league. 8 years, $136 million, $17 million per. And the man who okayed and negotiated and signed off on this deal is our guy, regular on the show, Bill Guerin, the president of hockey operations. Billy, like all of our guests today, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with a game we like to play, Billy, here. Zero is no credit, okay? 10 is total credit. How much credit do you want to give me personally for sealing the deal on the negotiations today?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Remember, zero is no credit. 10 is total credit.
It's somewhere between 1 and 0.
Mm. God, I was hoping for 9. I felt like we bumped into each other. I gave you, you know, a lot of ideas. You walked away from me, and I kept talking after you left.
Did you give me ideas?
I did, many. Many ideas.
I just probably didn't hear them. I wasn't listening.
No, it's because you left very quickly, and I said, hey, don't you want to stick around? And you just walked out of the room on me. Okay, this obviously is tremendous news. You have tried to say, whether it's here or elsewhere, it's a process. Let's stay calm. I'm not worried about it. In the end, you got it done, and you deserve praise for that. Let's be honest. Were there times when you were a little bit more worried than you wanted to let the public know?
Yeah, for sure. But that I think that's natural. Like, just with anything that is big and important and not completely in your control, I think I'd be lying if I said, I didn't have some confidence swings. But, you know, in the end, I've got to remain confident and do the right things. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're not confident, you got to fake it a little bit and get yourself to believe in it. But yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, the other side, which you don't know what way they're thinking, but that's part of it. That's part of the game.
I'll say this. You don't have to say it. It's clear the agent leaked one of the offers, and that caused a lot of conversation, right? And a lot of conjecture, a lot of things we don't know behind the scenes, a lot of things we can guess on. Was that one of the lower points at that part of the negotiation?
Yeah, and I, you know, like I said, I don't think it was us. I don't think it was him. It just never helps. And, people are always trying to get information, and who knows where they get it from. All it does is hurt the process. But those are the things also that you can't let that get in the way. You can't let that bother you and be an obstacle in getting a deal done. In the end, it's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. And, I never give that stuff a lot of time just because I think it's so hurtful, but, you know, no big deal.
In the end, why did the deal get done?
Because I think Kirill's confident that we're going in the right direction, and, you know, he feels that we can win. You know, I that was a lot of the discussion that him and I had. It was, I mean, I never negotiate with a player. I just talk situation, like hockey with them, like things like that. And I think those are the questions that he kind of wanted answered. Like, are we, you know, are we going to try to win? I'm like, well, there's only one reason I do this job. But we're in it together, you know, and I want the same thing as him. So I think he feels comfortable that we're in a good position to win. And that's why he's willing to commit to such a long-term deal.
So at no point did you say to him, okay, 8 years, this amount of money, is that good enough? You just conducted that with the agent?
Yeah, I just talked to the agent about the money. I don't talk to the players about money. That's, you know, their agent is paid to do that. He's their representative. I don't negotiate with the players.
Did anybody call you and get specific with a trade offer, or were they just calling and saying, are you willing to listen?
No.
You just said right away, I don't want to talk about that.
No, nobody really called.
Nobody called even once.
No. Because they knew we were going to get it. I mean, listen, if they know he's got a full no move, and they know that if that time comes and they're one of the teams, I'll call them.
The cap is going up dramatically. How essential was that to the offer you made to him today?
I mean, yeah, it helps. It's all connected, right? If the cap wasn't going up to where it was, I wouldn't have offered what I offered, because it would be too hurtful. But I think the way the cap's going, I think this is going to be fine. We'll be able to operate with this and sign other players or trade for other guys, whatever it is. It's not worse than what we've been through the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, at least we get a player for it.
Yeah. He's pretty good. You know? He's a pretty good player too. This is Bill Guerin. He's great as always. Okay. For let's just stay with the money. For someone who says, you know, I'm a sports fan. I've watched teams when they've landed just a flat out star. Like Kirill is. He's one of the four or five best players in the game. He probably was the best player in the game the first half last year. And they worry that $17 million is going to hurt you in adding other players. What do you say to that individual?
Well, I think it would hurt us more not having him. I think if we let him – I mean, we saw what happened with Gabrick here. It's happened in other cities as well. You just don't get the same player back. You don't, or like, if you try to trade them, you don't get the same value back. If you try to do it through free agency, you definitely won't get the value. And you might not get anybody, but, it's a lot, but I'm glad we have them.
Multiple people have reported this. I want to see if you will react and explain that his salary actually is going to be $1 million a year, but July each year is getting a signing bonus of $18 and $19 million over the years, year by year. Does that help you with the cap? What was the thinking behind that?
No, the cap, like your average salary per year is what we focus on for the cap. The signing bonuses or whatever doesn't affect it.
Okay.
That's just cash.
That's just – so it's just a benefit to him every July getting a big pile of cash.
Yep.
Yeah, that is pretty good. How did he react once you were able to get everything done?
He's awesome. He's been great. I mean, I mean, you know, everybody knows his personality. He's just a happy person. And now he's a really happy person.
Yeah, he better. But, I heard one person.
He's excited to stay in Minnesota. He's happy here. Things are good for him here. He loves it here. Like, he's already got tons of money.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is for him more hockey and being where he wanted to be. And that's what, you know, and listen, you can make as much as you possibly want or can or whatever. If the hockey isn't good, you won't be happy. I don't care how much money you're making. If you're in a bad hockey situation,
yep,
you will be miserable. And you don't say every 2 weeks, every 2 weeks I get a huge check, so I'm happy. No, your playing situation, your daily life has to be good no matter what you make, and he's happy here, so I'm thrilled for him.
For him to be happy and you to be happy, these young guys who have been highly touted, they need to live up to the billing, right? Or maybe even exceed some of the hype, right? For you to have sustained success over 8 years.
They will grow, you know, day to day, year to year, and we have high expectations for some of these young guys. But yeah, you know what, even if you look at like some of the teams who have made, you know, some big trades over the years, whatever, teams are basically built through the draft.
Yep.
You can't build a team through free agency. So the fact that we've drafted a ton in the last, you know, 5 years is really going to pay off for us. And, you know, you can't just sign free agents and have that be your only way to build a team.
Does 8 years give you any hesitation at all?
No.
Okay. His main partner in crime is out now. 2 months. How concerning is that?
It's disappointing. It's not concerning. I mean, look, I'm disappointed that Zuki's out, but he'll heal and he'll be back. He'll be fine. It's just I wish we had him now, but we don't.
Is Brodin ahead of schedule?
He's always ahead of schedule. He's kind of a freak when it comes to injuries and healing. So hopefully he's ahead of schedule, but we don't want to put him out there too early and just, you know, have him aggravate everything. We'll do the right thing. You know, we'll see where he is, every step of the way. And he's progressing, you know, rather nicely.
Is there a chance he could be ready for opening night? Is that unrealistic?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't give you an honest answer on that.
Give me one or two players who have really impressed you in camp so far.
You know what? Hunter Haight has had a really good camp. Another year older, another year wiser. And, he's been really impressive. I think he's played really well. I think Yurov has gotten better every day. There's some guys who played really well.
A couple last minutes, I'll let you go. This Bill Guerin on an enormous day for the Wild, landing their best player, one of the best players, having him under complete control for 8 years. Does this now set up your negotiation with Gus, who's emerged as one of the better goaltenders in the league?
Every case is separate and different. We have internal structure that we follow, and you know, we'll get to Gus when we can get to Gus, and yeah, but he's a big piece of our team too, like everyone else. So we'll maybe get to it soon.
Those talks have not started yet, though.
No.
What else is going on in your life?
Oh, what else is going on? Well, got a lot less stress.
Yeah, I bet so. There's got to be a nice bottle of wine coming your way tonight.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Couple?
Maybe a few martinis tonight.
Are you going? You got to go. Are you going out tonight? You have to be going out, right?
We have a game.
Skip the game. It's meaningless. I mean, come on. It's a preseason game. You go to Meritage. You'll be in the area. Call Russell for you. Come on. It's just get updates on a preseason game.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Yeah, that is a great spot.
It really is. No, I'm going to go. I guess I should, you know, I'm not going to quit my day job.
Yeah. Dave, would you, let me just ask Dave. He's just signed Carell. He could go to Meritage, bring the wife, two other couples, get updates, or go watch a meaningless preseason game. What would Dave Harrigan do?
I think because of the events of the day, the momentous events, you show up for the game. But you probably duck out second intermission, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to hang for the third.
No. No. Come on.
You guys would be the worst GMs in the world.
I mean, I wouldn't be there the first two periods. Okay, come on.
No, I know. I know. I know.
I mean, you got...
No, it's important. It's important that you're there.
You think they're really looking up right now? You think, like, Carell's going to look up and say, where's Billy? I mean, he thinks he probably wants to be Billy Sushi tonight. I mean, is he playing tonight?
He should wave up and blow me a kiss, for God's sake.
Yeah, he should more than that. He should buy you Billy Sushi is what he should
exactly.
do.
Well, he did say he's going to buy multiple meals for the team, so.
I would hope so. All right, congratulations, and we're looking forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Bill Guerin, great as always. 23 past 2 on CCO. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. Hey, I know... couple places where Billy Guerin goes, and I know a couple places where Carell goes for a little body work. They should also include the great folks at Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab, come on. Carell doesn't live far from here. He can find all sorts of locations on the east side of town, west side of town. Hey, Carell can open up his own Stretch Lab. He could he could buy Stretch Lab. He doesn't need to go. And buy it, he needs to just sign up. I think they'll even waive the first 50-minute session for Carell. Don't you think, Dave? Isn't that a guess?
Very nice of them to do that.
Probably not for you. I don't think, you know.
What do you mean?
You're not quite the cachet of Carell. I hate to say it.
I'm almost there.
You mean more to me than Carell means to me, but I don't think Stretch Lab views it the same way. Sorry.
I don't care for you right now.
I told you you mean more to me. I'm just trying to be realistic.
No.
You could be Carell. You could be Dave. You could be me.
Don't butter me up after ripping me. That's not kind.
I mean, the truth hurts. Anybody can go to Stretch Lab and feel better. Yes, stretch at home, but also get trained by the professionals. After that 50-minute session, you're going to wonder, why haven't I been going before? StretchLab.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good reminder. We just were talking with Dan, and I mentioned before, I'll mention again, we've had so much sports today. I just would encourage you to go listen to Nafisa Collier, because I've okay, Cheryl, who owned up, which she rarely does, by the way, owned up to some of her screw-ups in game two.
Takes an L as good as anyone, Chad.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. She proved it.
Yeah, no, she did. She was accountable for game two. But here is Nafisa Collier. At worst, the third best player in the league. At worst. Okay. Just in a four-minute prepared statement, savaging the leadership of the league. Now, I think she's sick of the officiating. I think she looks back at what happened last year. I think she looks back at what happened this year on a call that I personally think is debatable. Okay. But if you're her, you don't think it's debatable. You think it was a terrible call and you got hurt and couldn't play.
Well, that and the fact that she, you know, shot exactly zero free throws that
right,
game.
Right.
I'm sure she has more than just one call.
She's also aware of the CBA negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
She also has started a rival league called Unrivaled. And she listens to Cheryl a lot. She listens. She's well plugged into what other players in the league think about how underpaid they are, how they're not profiled enough. Just doesn't happen that often where a star, entirely intelligent player, not in the immediate aftermath of a loss, but comes out and reads a statement and just sautés leadership. You know, so it's worth your time. And Dan and what's the other guy's name? I forget. Joe? Most of the show?
That doesn't sound right. Yeah. Jonathan?
Jonathan. They're going to play some of the sound bites. It's well worth a listen there or seeking them out. How about this? We never, ever get to Yuka's on time.
Never, ever. It's never happened in the
history. Should we get to Yuka's on time right here?
You know, there's a chance you might even get there a shade a few seconds early.
Is it Twins Ticket Tuesday? Do we have playoff tickets?
I don't think we have any, but I'll check with management.
Yeah, be nice. We did have Derek Falvey on at the start. We had Ask Adam Anything. We had Tim Penny. We had Hauser on. The governor of the DFL just saying, negotiations aren't working, so we're just going to call it the special session, tell you exactly what we want to pass. And the Republicans saying, hello, hello. Then we had Colonel David Hunt on, strong opinions, including many ideas where he agreed with Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
But also said he's wholly unqualified to have the job. And he, speaking of sautéing, he sautéed a lot of leadership. And Garen was just Garen. Jamie Yuccas on an interesting part of her life about to happen. And also on parents and AirTags. Yuccas next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's here. I have a number of items for you. I just was skipping around, and I'm on Daily Mail because I like a little bit of my Hollywood gossip. And sure. I showed this to Dave. No one apparently is capable of an appropriate, flattering depiction in a statue. Okay? Because now, Tina.
I agree.
They're all horrible. Tina Turner, amazing. They have now offered up a statue in her hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee. You should Google her right now. I encourage people, not if you're driving, to Google it. It is insultingly bad. I mean, it looks...
Oh, no.
It looks... Dave, would you have any idea at all this is Tina Turner?
It looks more like a Dr. Seuss character rendering
Honestly,
than Tina Turner.
It looks like I've never
oh
done it.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, my goodness. What is that?
I have like no. Listen, I have never done a statue. I've never been asked. I don't think I'll ever be asked. I clearly could offer up a better depiction of Tina Turner than this.
You do a better butter sculpture of Tina Turner.
Honestly, who are these people? Like, just the ones down the road at the Twins Stadium? Like, I mean, is there one that's decent?
Have you been outside crypto.com to see the new Lakers statues
yes.
that they did?
Yeah.
Was like, oh, they're awful.
They're horrible. They're horrible. We were there last year. They're absolutely a disaster.
They're really bad. You're like, I mean, poor Kobe Bryant's memory. His family has to see that. It's terrible.
Apparently, a statue must be very difficult to pull off, or else the three of us should all jump in the statue position, that occupation, because everybody else is terrible at it. Okay, now also, on the Daily Mail, a lot of conjecture on Nicole and Keith.
I'm so sad.
Yeah. Oh, you're not that sad. Come on.
I am. If they can't make it, who can make it in this world?
Okay. I didn't realize a Mary Tyler Moore episode was going to break out here. You know, but yeah, 19 years, Keith and Nicole acknowledged the divorce and Daily Mail suggesting Keith already has a new girlfriend. Yeah. That's not good for a reconciliation. Now, most of the time, by the time, you know, a power couple like this goes public, it's been over for an extended period of time, wouldn't you say?
Well, they said that it's been like he moved out. It looks like I guess summer was starting in June. So they said that this has been going on for a minute, but it looked like Nicole was trying to make things work, according to the gossip magazines I've been looking at today.
And they have to be right. I mean, I believe them. I don't know.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, what I always loved is that it did seem like he really supported her,
mm-hmm.
and she was always so loving about him. And would say, you know, he really was there for me when I think her dad died. Like, you know, she talked about how what a wonderful partner he was, and took care of her, and they had the kids together. And I think after, you know, her marriage to Tom Cruise ended, it was like everyone was just so happy that she had found happiness with this person who seemed to be so supportive and loving. And I think as a woman, you kind of go, oh, man, come on.
You would see her all sorts of locations across the planet seeing him performing, right? Just backing up everything you said, just that sort of dedication, you know? So
to one another. I mean, like he would show up where she was filming, and she would show up where he, you know, they'd make it to each other's award shows. It was like, I don't know. I love love, and I hate it. And divorce stinks. You've been through one. I've been through one.
So put it on the Twitter machine. Jamie Yucas is saying she's canceling love. It's not worth the breakup, Dave. Put it out there. She says never fall in love ever again. Is that what you heard, Dave?
That's not what I'm saying. I love love. I love mature love, by the way. I love when people can be true partners with each other. That's why I'm sad by this, because I thought that they had it. But, you know, I mean, those Hollywood lifestyles, too. It's like it is a lot of traveling and being away from each other. And, you know, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm just sad.
Okay. Now, I've got a bunch right here. Your dog has graduated from puppy school?
Yeah.
Okay. Take me through what does the dog need to do to graduate?
Well, she's actually been through, I have to tell you, I have a very well-trained dog. She's been through two rounds.
Two rounds? Wow.
Yeah. She did the little puppy school, and then when she got a little bit older, she did a little intermediate training, and Doug and I have been talking about getting her into like maybe being a little comfort dog or something, because she is just so sweet to everyone. But she knows, I don't know how many tricks she knows now, but she knows how to roll over. She knows a trick my husband has made up called kangaroo, where she gets on her back feet and looks like a kangaroo.
That sounds like torture to me. I mean, Dave, we're dog owners. Does that sound?
Yeah, I think they like to use all 4 feet from what I've
seen. I mean, honestly, calling the Humane Society of, you know, Southern California. Okay. Now, Dave has a question for you about, remind me the name of your pooch.
Sydney.
The phone broke up just for a second. What was it?
Sydney, like Sydney, Australia. Sydney.
Okay, Sydney, we got it. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you said Sydney's been through the puppy class twice. Is that just to get her really good, or because she flunked the first time?
Yeah, how about that? Dave suggesting flunked. Yeah.
She's a very special dog if you ever get the chance to meet her. So she's extra good. She's very well trained, and she knows tons of tricks. We know how to walk well, we heal. And I'm looking at her, talking to her right now, basically.
Okay. I want you to try nothing better than this on radio. Tell your dog to do a trick right here on the radio, and then you tell us if Sydney does the trick.
Sydney, come. Sit. Down. Roll over. Good girl. She rolled over for you.
Very good.
Way to go, Sid.
Way to go. Now, Dave, do we know if she, what do you think? Are you believing Jamie?
I'll send her video.
I trust the guest.
I'll send her video.
Okay, send me the video. Because you really, she wouldn't want to say the dog graduated from two schools and then just, I mean, performance anxiety. Dave, you're familiar with that. You know, so, okay.
Sydney is the kind of dog breed that is like Wishbone or like Frasier's dog. So she's very easily trainable if you do it the right way.
Remind
Otherwise,
me.
They're nightmares.
Yeah, what kind of dog is Sydney again?
Well, people love to call them Jack Russell terrorists. Because if you don't get them properly trained, it's a nightmare.
Really don't want to have a dog called a terrorist. I know. I don't think at the dog park. What kind of dog? Terrorist. You know. Okay, we'll be leaving at this point. Our friend Jamie Yukis is with us. Okay. Now let's get to the biggest one to me. You're going back to school.
You betcha I am.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Thank you. Probably 3 or 4 months ago, I started looking into, I had a couple coworkers who used our tuition reimbursement program at CBS to get their master's in various things. And I went to them and said, you know, how'd you do it? How'd you find doing it? My midlife crisis is going back to school, but I'm going to get my Master of Arts in psychology, which you know is something I've been very interested in and passionate about for a number of years. I feel like as our business is changing and, you know, there are more podcasts and different, ways people consume information, there's part of me that just wants to understand humans better, to know how to do my job more effectively and also, you know, make sure that I am as well-rounded as I can be as things continue to change.
Okay, so that's fabulous. Is it?
Thank you.
Do you think it's just for your own life and your career where it's at now, or could it open up doors to adding something else to an already very busy career?
I think I'm open to exploring all of that, to be honest. And you know, that's no secret to my bosses or anything. They're excited. I told them actually when I get done, my dream will be to make sure that I give therapy to everyone in the newsroom, because I'm sure you know how troubling newsrooms can be. My general manager already said he would hire me for that consulting project. So, you know, I mean, I still see, I just re-signed here in Los Angeles. I will be here three more
Oh, congratulations. That's good for me.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it kind of told me if I'm going to do this, you know, for 3 years, what else can I have that's mine, you know, for me, the kids, continue me learning and growing, you know?
Well, that's good for me because I just signed up for another trip to a location not too far from you for a couple months. So we'll see each other again.
Yes. Okay, great. Can't wait.
I like it.
I can't believe it's that time of year again already that we're looking at those things.
It's a ways because, I mean, it's 89 on Friday here. I mean, you probably heard. We have had about a
89.
We've had a 3 week stretch. We had one pretty significant storm on a Sunday late. But, Jamie, the weather has been unbelievable. And it's all the way through next week, upper 60s, low 70s. I mean, Dave, we've been in the 80s, for 10 days in a row, 2 weeks in a row?
It's been outstanding.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like your seasons have shifted because I remember talking to friends and family in June where it was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if we're even going to have a summer. And then you had all that rain and
it was garbage.
Whatnot. So
it was spring is garbage now. And this summer was, you know, until about middle August, would you say, Dave, right in there?
Yeah, that's fair because the state fair was glorious.
State fair was great. It was like the week before the state fair. We had rain, then it was humidity, and then we had the filth coming from Canada with the air. We've, as true summer believers on this show, keep it coming. Keep it absolutely coming. Congratulations on all this.
Thank you.
And if Nicole wants to give me a call, I mean, I'm committed relationship, but I talk to Nicole, I mean, if she wants to.
You're silly.
Yeah. In case I don't know.
Hey, I gotta be. I mean, she is Australian. They're very fun. I'm married to one. So,
yeah, that's good. I'll talk to Michelle. We'll have Nicole over. It'd be great.
Yes, seems like a great idea. Yeah. See how that works out for you.
Exactly. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Jamie, right here. What's our station again?
News Talk 830.
WCCO.
That's it.
Jason will follow us. Twins baseball will not follow Jason. Parents, kids, freedom, and air tags. All right, Dave, where do you stand on this? You are about to face this. 8 and 5 is still a little too young, right? 8-year-old is not just roaming the neighborhood, is she?
No, not quite yet.
Okay. All right. Were you of the age, because I clearly was, plus my mother was at Byerly's pretty much 24/7, just talking to people. and then my father just was at games, you know, when I went, when I did, I stayed at the house. I worked with me as I lived with my mom till I was 12. Then she said, this parenting thing, I'm kind of done with it. I'm going to go to Monterey. Classy decision.
It's fine.
And then my father was like, wait, he's with me now all the time. I'll just take him to games. So I could roam around. I didn't know if a parent was even going to be there. So you're 1984 born, so now 1994, you're 10.
Good math.
Okay, that's a skill at ASU. I think I was finishing my 19th year at ASU then. Could you roam on your own in the neighborhood, or the parents like, we have to know where you are?
I think they'd want to know generally where I was. But, I mean, certainly once you got, you know, past age 10, you know, 12, 13, 14, and certainly up into high school, we could get on our bikes and go to the parks that were, you know, a couple mm-hmm. miles away, no problem, stay there all afternoon, just be back by, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it was.
I think we showed a little more latitude than some others. We were in a neighborhood where the kids knew a lot of people on kind of all sides of the neighborhood. That helped. They often were with a bigger group. So where do you stand now on, have you used, you're not an Apple person,
I'm
right?
not an Apple person.
Okay. Because AirTags can, in theory, be a good compromise, right? If, and I know a lot of people have it on the phone, they've got that set up where, what is it, 360 thing? I'm forgetting.
Life 360,
Life 360, where you kind of know where each other is all the time. I don't know. Do you feel like you need to know where Lindsay is all the time?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I don't. I trust people in my life. Now, if you want to say for security purposes, I get it. I'd rather in those unique circumstances, and hopefully they're incredibly unique, I would want to know, but I just don't feel like I need to know all the time. Okay, work, grocery store, back to work, which lunch? I trust you. But AirTags are obviously, as described, they're very small. If you said to your girls in the next 6-7 years, just put one in your pocket. We just until a certain age want to know where you're at. What do you, if something comparable, even though you're not an Apple person, does that make sense to you?
It does. I certainly get it, especially if you know you're having anxiety about letting your kids go off to the park, go off to you know just explore the neighborhoods with your friends. I totally get why parents would want to do it.
Right.
Personally, I'd still get kind of uneasy about it. You know, you're giving your kids freedom, but to an extent. You know, the kid knows that you're still keeping tabs on them. Anytime they want, you can check out where that AirTag is. And I guess I just worry about what that does to the kid as far as just finding their freedom, finding themselves, of you know, what they do when they're actually able to go off without mom and dad always knowing where they're at.
Okay, but let's say it's now 12 and 9, and they actually get along. Who knows if they will when they're 12 and 9.
It's going to be a struggle.
It's going to be, right? I mean, my boys, it was, the older boys, it was a battle. Are you inclined when they're still that young to want to know where they're at? Because that young, because if you want to give them more freedom, like I think back, would we have considered the AirTags? Maybe. Now, Jason never brought his kids to fireworks.
No.
Brought them to restaurants for Instagram stuff. So it was a different thing. They were kind of a prop, you know. So where are you at? If it was 7 years ago.
Yep.
AirTags for the boys, or we trust their judgment?
What age, I guess?
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking for you. What your
boy? They got cell phones at sixth grade. Both of them got cell phones the summer before middle school, and that essentially had a tracking, you know, the Find My iPhone.
Yep.
Some parents do the Life 360.
Yep.
We felt that was too far.
I think that's too far.
Like, for us, I didn't need like the geofencing, like when they leave, I get an alert. No. If I want to know where they are, I can look and see. Like, that's, I feel like that's enough. Younger, now, if I had to do it over again, I think I would give them a cell phone, a full-on cell phone later. And so the idea of an AirTag, my sister-in-law uses these watches. It's like a watch where you can only text like a couple of people. No apps, no email, nothing like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I do think it's a different world out there. I do think parents are way too paranoid. Where, because we can track, we've decided we must.
Yeah.
And instead, we have raised a culture of codependent little babies who don't know how to live their life.
Sounds like a dad who didn't want to take his kids out much to me. Dave, yeah. Doesn't sound that way to you?
Harsh truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe both are accurate.
I'm hoping my kids don't come back to my house after they graduate.
Oh, they're going to.
I'm hoping.
You're going to give them air tags to stay away from the house. You're 24.
I sent one to New York, the other to L.A. I feel like my odds are good.
You were hoping Sydney, Australia was another option.
I suggested international school.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.